One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our weekly newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shell Point Television, Channel 13, programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and more. If you do email and would like to receive eConnections, contact the church office. And if you'd like to receive a paper copy of the eConnections, call us and we'll make sure you receive it. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series. But it always has an encouraging biblical theme. We're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. We hope you enjoy them. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. This is the eConnections message for Thursday, October 2nd. It's entitled, Spiritual Cardiology. Jeremiah 17:10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I have a cardiologist. I see him every 6 months. With good reason, as many of you know, I have quote-unquote cardiac issues and have had for some time now. Not to worry. The issues seem to be under control, but I still go to the cardiologist regularly. Normally, my appointments involve questions and answers. He asks questions, and I answer them. Of course, he always looks at my quote-unquote numbers. Numbers are always involved in cardiology appointments. But I always try to go to my appointments with my own questions in mind. They may have to do with medications, or they may bring up the latest research on lipids, or what kind of testing is appropriate, or my family history, or whatever. All of it which makes for a fruitful appointment. I trust my cardiologist. He's worked with me in one way or another for most of a decade. He's well versed in the latest research. He knows my case very well. I really like him, even if he did do his training at Michigan. But that's another story. But regular evaluations from my cardiologist have become a normal part of my life. Do you have a cardiologist? Well, I think you do. Even if they don't have an office and a medical practice in the area, we all, you see, have a spiritual cardiologist. His name is God, and he is very concerned with our hearts. Of course, not the same kind of heart that my medical cardiologist is concerned with. The heart that God is concerned about is much more important than the blood pump, which is so integral to our physical health. Biblically, the heart is the core of our being, the central operating system for our relationship with God. It is the repository of our mind, will, and emotions. The Bible says that it is from the heart that flows the springs of life, Proverbs 4:23, and also out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks, Matthew 12:34. The Bible refers to this heart literally hundreds of times. Ultimately, every dimension of our life depends on this core of our being, this heart. So we all have a spiritual cardiologist. The question is, how often do you schedule a checkup? Now, I'm sure we all visit this cardiologist regularly, hopefully daily. But how often do we ask him for a heart evaluation? When was the last time you asked him, God, what's the state of my heart right now? That kind of heart assessment is critical to the issue of the assurance of our salvation. In our communion sermon series, we are exploring 1 John. This wonderful epistle is devoted to helping us become assured that we truly belong to Him, that we are truly saved, that our hearts are spiritually healthy. This Sunday, in which we will share the Lord's Supper together, we will allow our spiritual cardiologist to conduct his assessment. What's at stake? Well, the text says if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. 1 John 3:21. So, pretty important, isn't it? See you Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.